What will God do? If you were in difficulty, you would no doubt expect a good friend to do something to help you. With that in mind, some say that God is not a friend because they feel God is not doing anything in their behalf. In reality, not only has God already done many things for our benefit, but he will also take action to deal with all the problems and suffering we face today. What will God do? End all wickedness. God will end all wickedness by eliminating its source. The Bible identifies what that source is when it says, "The whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one." 1 John 5:19. That wicked one is none other than the one Jesus called the ruler of this world, Satan the devil. John 12:31. Satan's influence on the world of mankind is the root cause of the distressing conditions on earth. What will God do? Jehovah God will soon take action through his Son, Jesus Christ, to bring to nothing the one having the means to cause death, that is, the devil. Hebrews 2:14. In fact, the Bible shows that the devil himself knows that he has a short period of time before his destruction. Revelation 12:12. God will also do away with all who cause wickedness. Make the earth a paradise. After eliminating all wickedness from the earth, our Creator will take action to fulfill his eternal purpose regarding mankind and the earth. What can we look forward to? Lasting peace and security. The meek will possess the earth, and they will find exquisite delight in the abundance of peace. Psalm 37:11. Ample and wholesome food. There will be an abundance of grain on the earth. On the top of the mountains it will overflow. Psalm 72:16. Suitable homes and satisfying work. They will build houses and live in them, and they will plant vineyards and eat their fruitage. The work of their hands my chosen ones will enjoy to the full. Isaiah 65:21-22. Do you long to see such conditions? They will soon be an everyday experience for all. Eradicate sickness and death. Everyone is subject to sickness and death today, but that will not be the case much longer. God will soon apply the benefits of Jesus' ransom sacrifice so that everyone exercising faith in him might not be destroyed but have everlasting life. John 3:16. What will be the result? Sickness will be eradicated. No resident will say, "I am sick." The people dwelling in the land will be pardoned for their error. Isaiah 33:24. Death will no longer plague mankind. He will swallow up death forever, and the sovereign Lord Jehovah will wipe away the tears from all faces. Isaiah 25:8. People will live forever. The gift God gives is everlasting life by Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6:23. Those who have died will be brought back. There is going to be a resurrection of both the righteous and the unrighteous. Acts 24:15. They will benefit from God's gift of the ransom. How will God accomplish all of this? Establish a perfect government. God will accomplish his purpose for mankind in the earth by means of a heavenly government, with Christ Jesus as the appointed ruler. It is the government, or kingdom, that Jesus taught his followers to pray for in these words, "Our Father in the heavens, let your kingdom come." Matthew 6:9-10. God's kingdom will exercise authority over the earth and eliminate all woes and suffering from its realm. This kingdom is the best government mankind could ever have. That is why Jesus exerted himself to declare the good news of the kingdom during his earthly ministry, and told his disciples to do the same. Matthew 4:23. Out of his great love for his human creation, Jehovah God has promised to do all these wonderful things for them. Does that not make you want to know him and draw close to him? What will your choosing to do so mean for you? The next article will explain. What will God do? God will eliminate sickness and death, unite mankind under his kingdom government, and make the earth a paradise. The following is supplementary information. What is God's kingdom? It is a heavenly government by God that will accomplish his will. It is ruled by a divinely appointed king with all authority in heaven and on earth. It is governed by Jesus' teachings based on God's laws. It is already in operation, with millions of people making known the good news of the kingdom worldwide. Matthew 24:14. End of article.